We're holding an Amud Kufayin. So we saw the following Nekudas, that it was going on the Chazal of what's the reason why we say Hal instead of Halagadol. And we explained that Halagadol was the Nisim in terms of the extraordinary, the daily, the routine. And Halagadol was something which was the nisim of that was specific. Halal is the moifsim. So yesterday we saw the bilti tivim and so on. We learned all about that. Now we're going to go to the second mandiyama, and I'll try to be a little quicker, sort of finish the perek with that, because we're not going to tomorrow and the after we're not going to have shir. So the second half, the other mandiyamim are, we have Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Ibn Sheish, but Milut Nafshasim Shal Tzadikim, Vigehenim, and Chizkiyah says because you Yiridoshim Shal Tzadikim Kiv Shneish. So two reasons that seem to be kind of okay. You know, you have Milut Nafshasim Shal Tzadikim. It's very nice, and also that you have one particular maisa of Neis Tzadikim, Chanan Shah Azariah. It's kind of a little bit strange to pick these things and so on. So the Maral is going to explain. And Rachel Yitzchak Omer, Sheish B'milut Hashem Shal Tzadikim Pirush, Ki Moira Zeh Al Sheyesh Tzadikim Mailo Nivdeles, Ma Shenim Lotim Min HaGehenim. Shul Lo Yehiyel Tzadikim Mailo Zeh Shem Nivdolim, Lo Yehiyel Nim Lotim Min HaGehenim. Let's talk about this. He says that tzaddikim are nimlat from Gehenim. Nimlat means to escape from Gehenim. Like, manefshach, do they deserve Gehenim? Are we talking about tzaddik deserves Gehenim? Does he not deserve Gehenim? It's mashma kilu, they deserve, and then they sort of manage to find the cracks and slip out. If they don't deserve, why is it called nimlat? And why is that the mile of tzaddikim? It's sort of a tzaddik is something to do averus. Why would he have to go to him to do averus and so on? So Maral says like this, and this is a yisoid that he says in different places. Gehenim is the non-existence of those things that are physical. If you take something physical in the world, and it naturally disintegrates, falls apart, doesn't really have any metzias. And the reason is because it's kind of not a metzias. In the big picture, things that are physical, that are shattered to this world, don't have a metzias. Gehenim is, the Maral equates it to Heder, to Choshech, and so on. Gehenim is the place where things that don't exist, Be'etzim, cease to exist. Just like when you burn something, when you torch something, you get rid of everything except for the Etzim thing itself. You burn off anything that would have gotten attached and so on. You melt off any excess. This is, a Gehenim is the place, and the tsar of Gehenim is the tsar of realizing that you don't really have a metzias. It's like, imagine somebody puts on a very nice suit or whatever it is to go someplace, and then when he gets there, he realizes this is not what's called for, and he doesn't have a place there. The Gehenim is the makom. In the span of Olam Emes, in the span of Emes, Gehenim is non-existence. So those in Yanim that are not Shayach to Nischias cease to exist. And there's a perception from the Neshama of what it means not to exist. So that's the Gehenim. Everything in this world, Mikoyach of the fact that it has physical parts to itself, is a Yordei She'oil. It has a mitzvah again, because everything in this world is physical, it's part of this world, it's material, and that's where it goes to. It's when you take something and you become something that's ruchni, and you have a mitzvah, despite the norm in this world, that's called milut tzadikim from Gehenim. In other words, they escape the natural order of things. Natural order of things is that people whose existence is what they eat, what they drink, and so on and so forth, don't have a metzias. That's the metzias. And when you get rid of that, so Gehenim is a natural metzias for things that don't exist. Tzadikim do the extraordinary. in the sense that they don't have a metzias. They don't have a physical metzias. Their metzias is nitzchi. So the milut is not the pshat. We ask the question: well, if the tzaddik did averus, he should get gehenna. If he didn't do averus, he why should he be in gehenna? The answer is we're talking about the big picture. The big picture is everything in this world is a yoreh sh'oil, which means dying and also means gehenna in that sense, because gehenna is simply the absence of existence, and your perception thereof. Mashenk and tzaddikim defy the natural order, and they get something that's nitzchis, a king that's nitzchis. Ki royal ki, as he says, the figure of Yorah Gehenim Shah Gehenim Inyan Toyu Tsir Vitzalmavis, the ancient Mitzias Olov, Kain Royalam Olamanivdal. Rishoyim or non Sadikim don't have an alternative Mitzias. They don't have a Mitzias that Shachti Nitzias, so male, there's no way for them to escape Gehenim. And we Pneshesh Behilal Zeb, how the Milutam Shem Sadikim and Gehenim, Asher Royal Balachoyme, Uboim Olamanivdal, Shokar Hashem Swach Mechashim Gan Kemosal Titivim. So the Maral says there's a parallel here between the fact that the metzias of a tzaddik is something which defies natural order. They have an existence that goes beyond natural order, and b'meila they're not b'meila the nisim and the moivsim are also like that. The klal gadol is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnayig with everything kifi inyanai. So if tzaddikim, if you see the milut of tzaddikim in Gehenna means that they are of a different nature than this world, then the interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is also of a different nature. One, V'cheini says the same thing, Yudashon tzaddikim kivshon ha'esh, is also the same thing. I'm going to skim through it because I do want to get to the end of the perek. And basically he says this was something that was totally not tivius thing and so on. In the next paragraph, he explains the difference. I'm skipping down to Kufayin Aleph. The difference between the Tuma and the Omrim, whether it's Milut Nafshaseim Tzadikim from Olam from Gehenim, or it's Chanaya Shov Azariah from the Kivshna Eish, is whether or not how much is it if it applies to all Tzadikim. Then it's a natural order in a certain sense. If it applied to a chosen few like Hanani Meshav Azariah, then it's more out of the ordinary. That's the point he makes. Then he's going to add one more point. I want to focus on this a little bit. It says Hanani Meshav Azariah came out of Kivshna Eish. So it says Chizki Omar Sheyesh Bo Yudosh Nasein Kivshna Eish. This Halal has in itself the Maila of Tzadikim going Kivshna Eish, Valiyosim Kivshna Eish, Yuridosan, Loilonu Oma Chananya. Chananya said Loilonu, Kilishincha Tein Kovid Oma Mishol, Al Chasav Amitecho Oma Zaya, Loma Yemra Goyim Oma Kulam, Aliyosan, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim Oma Chananya, Shabchu Kulum Mishol, Gabon Chasav Mazaya, Ve'emes Hashem Loilom Oma Kulam. What's a pshat? I mean, it was like a little chorus, and they all strummed along. I mean, it's not even set up so terribly nice. Leilonu, and this and that. I mean, what exactly? So the Maral explains. Utshuas hatzadikim shol shloisha dvar. Mipnei achesar kadosh baruch hu yisach chesidov, ki kashar chesidim oisim heim, kadosh baruch hu lefnim ishu asadin, yoyis ha'ashav nadam oisim, ubezeh kadosh baruch hu yisim heim chesed gam kein, oy bishvil kvoyde yisparach, shoy shalas kvoyde sifartoy, ולפעמים עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא בשביל הראשה בעצמו שלא יגמו מחשבתוי והקדוש ברוך הוא לא יניח צדיק בעד הראשה ועומד נגד הראשה. Let's explain this outside. The three main midas of הקדוש ברוך הוא, the three main mahalchim are either midas החסד, midas הדין, or what we call the middle midah called Tiferes and so on. הקדוש ברוך הוא's saving of tzadikim from a rasha can come from one of these three oifanim. One is Midas HaChesed, meaning if the tzaddik is mischased lifnei kono, if he does the, so tzaddik went into the Kivshna Eish. One appeal is, listen, I do my avodah lifnei mishur sadin. I don't look at anything. So you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, it should also do lifnei mishur sadin. That's one. A different mahalach is lo yanuach that it is wrong that in this world, midas hadin is teveya, that in this world a Russia shouldn't be, why should a Russia be better than a tzaddik? Mitzad the wickedness of the Russia, midas hadin should push him down. Sometimes it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu displaying his gvur that the person he likes and wants, and what he wants out of this world is what he gets. Those three mahalchim correspond to chesed, to gvura, to feres. So if the pshat is each one of these three mahalchim is a different gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. And in any given situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps in to save somebody, shalok derech hateva, we could possibly see a display of any one of these midas. Hanani, Mishael, Vazai were three tzaddikim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous chesed, a tremendous yeshua for Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah, so we need to understand that it wasn't, you know, like, it didn't go in a bundle. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the tzaddikim are in trouble, the tzaddikim club's in trouble, and we're going to rescue the tzaddikim. Each one of the three was a different knetch in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that's what he says. Ulefikach, Hananya Amma Loilonu, Kloima, in other words, he said he was me'orer the midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that how can you let a Rasha get the better of a tzaddik? So that's why he said loylanu. Mishol said b'shvil kvoida yase. It is the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he runs the world justly, and since it is a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Tiferes, and like we explained last time, the midah of Tiferes is that the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu display itself. That's what he's coming for. Vazayah mashul chasti v'amitay. Ve'elu shloisha dvarim kol echot v'echot midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki masha mechanani lelona, kloy meshiasi b'shul vishas ha-rosha, shal yoytzi machshav t'shir tzalasais, v'ze yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas ha-din, shayama deger ha-rosha. Mishol, shayasa b'shvil shem kvoidoi v'tif'artoi, hudova miyuchad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'shul kvoid shmoy tifati yisparach. So kvoid shmoy is a different midah. Mashal ma'azar yashas v'l chesed, hu gam ke midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha-tzadikim kol echad v'echad dovak v'inim yuchedes. But tzadikim don't come in one size. A tzadik has a certain relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a certain midah, that's his midah. So if his midah is that is lefnim ishur sadin, then his tviyah, or his tefillah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be lefnim ishur sadin, to do something because of chastoy that does no gvulas. A person who is medaktik in din, then he has a tain of that. Ki yesh tzadik dov midas hadin, afikam chanan lo bishvilei niyasa, rak ke midas hadin noishan osho yitzim achshavtoy. There's a tzadik that kol maizuz lo kvoyde yisparach zeh mishol, v'yeshu dovak bechastoy, afikam azay chastoy, and so on. Omnom, Dover ze in yem shut of loma yom a gaim ne lehem le kach om kulam ze finally come to loilon is by ze. So he's going to explain later what is the midah mishutefes. In other words, the pasuk says, the chazal say that all three midas come together at a certain point, and we can say that also. Vechem ba liyosem om chananya halu kol goyim klema mipnei shoyim deger rosh min ze din yase ze mishol ze shabchuhu shoyse beshol shevach shmo yisbarach. So halu kol goyim means the shevach that comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machmas de goyim, that the goy who gets what he deserves, there's a hilul that comes out of it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikoyach midas hadin. The shabchuhu is a direct shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we mirror the midah of teferes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be a gala himself. Vazayom kegov alein chastoy, shu oise b'shul chastoy, v'yashahal afar hazeh. Emes Hashem loylam hu davak dvarkulam, then he'll explain later together with loylanu, kisprach emes vakol midah mitosai. Vayidispar davas arichus. This nekuda of what is the midah that includes all three midahs, that's going to be later. Hine elacham kalech tvechad oma lahal al ma adne hal hutpu umay nisedaisa. So let's just sum up briefly, with that we'll finish this perek. He says, Halel is the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being megala midos shaloike derech hateva. Halak gadol is the gili of teva, the chesed expressed through teva, and everything else gadol is through teva. Halak gadol and halal is the shaloike derech hateva. The Gemara says five great events that are shaloike derech hateva happened, and halos keneged zeh. That's one man yoma, and one man yoma is the display of shaloike derech hateva is dafka through tzaddikim. And there's the Klali sticker display, and then there's a specific display of Chanaim Shel Azariah, that each one, the Milut Rishoyim, and we spoke about the Milut Rishoyim from Gehenim, because it means that Gehenim is the Mokum Heder, and Milut Tzadikim from Gehenim is because Tzadikim have a Metzias, and that's Shaloike Derech HaTeva, and the Mela, and then Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them Shaloike Derech HaTeva, and then we saw the Chanaim Shel Azariah, which there's protistic of midas, each tzaddik has a possible specific mida which he can be teveya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu act shalik derech hateva. Okay, we'll hold it here. So we'll hold it my samach beis next year, Mr. Shem.